Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a quarter cent, 534 and three quarters. That was 10 cents off the lows. March wheat up 5 1/4 cents at 640 and three quarters. That was 8 cents off the lows. And March beans up 8 cents at 1362. That's 28 cents off the lows. Once again, on these hard breaks, we see some good buying out here. It's been a 50-cent break in the corn, almost a dollar break in the beans, and someone's most likely the Chinese stood in here and bought it again. Export sales were a little bit better than expected, 865 on beans, 1.45 on corn, and wheat 591. We saw increased production in Brazil and Argentina. Brazilian beans are just a shade higher at 133.8, but their corn was raised 3 million metric tons at 105.5. Argentinian corn was raised to 48.5, and the beans were raised to 49. So despite the bad weather they're having down there, better crops. Now, again, you know, I think the Chinese are going to continue to buy this stuff till we actually see some of this product get to market from in South America. So until they do, we can see more buying here. Unfortunately, if they start getting in some grain, they could cancel these purchases. But we didn't see any new export sales announcements at all today as expected. We don't expect them tomorrow. We would expect them to see something next week confirming that they bought some corn and beans here on the break. Maybe we'll see it tomorrow. Who knows? But overall, the weather in the U.S., we're going to be cold through Sunday. And then we start to get back to more normal temps. Winter kill, you know, we're going to see some of it Sunday night, Saturday night, Sunday. It's certainly possible out here in some of the areas, but the market doesn't seem all that concerned for the time being. I think it's just a matter of, you know, what the funds want to do about liquidating in here. They're getting a chance today to sell beans higher, but, you know, with somebody buying this market, you know, maybe the funds want to come back in. Really, who knows? The dollar is steady. That's no indication. Metals are basically steady. The Dow looks to be up another 80 points here. Bitcoin's up to almost 49,000. It's been to 49,000 a coin. So, you know, it's really going to be about what the funds want to do and what they want to buy out here. But from what I can see, I'm seeing bigger production around the world. Australia's got a big wheat crop. And I think, you know, the pros are going to be more willing sellers, particularly with the new carryouts that we have. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.